Welcome to Singer Leewek's podcast series, brought to you by the professionals of Singer Leewek from various areas of expertise. Our podcast series touch upon different subjects related to growth, strategy, tax advisory services, and technical and regulatory matters. Hey Mark, how are you?
Just fine, how are you?
Nice to see you today.
Great, nice to see you.
Thank you for joining us today at our Singer Leewek podcast.
My pleasure.
Today we're going to be talking about ICDISC. I know that you're the head of the Orange County tax practice for Singer Leewek in the Irvine office. Can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your background?
Sure. Again, my name is Mark Cook. I'm a lead tax partner in the Orange County office of Singer Leewek. As you mentioned, about 30 years of experience, 21 of which were with the Big Four, a former tax partner with PricewaterhouseCoopers. My experience includes all types of businesses, high net worth individuals, and my experience has been all tax.
Excellent. So today, Mark, our topic is ICDISC. Can you elaborate a little bit more on what it is and a little bit of the background on ICDISC and how companies can benefit from it?
Sure. ICDISC is a term that many people hear these days as a tax strategy. But the term stands for Interest Charge Domestic International Sales Corporation, or ICDISC. The ICDISC has been around for a very long time. It was born out of a congressional act in the 1970s to incentivize companies in the U.S. to export goods, with the principal reason being to create jobs in the United States. It lost its luster over the many years because the ordinary tax rates and the dividend tax rates were relatively close. There wasn't a significant benefit with an ICDISC. But in 2003, with the Jobs and Growth Act that President Bush signed, it created a dividend tax rate that's much lower than the ordinary income tax rate. And once you learn how the ICDISC works, you realize that that tax rate differential, the difference between ordinary tax rates and dividend rates, is where the savings lie in the use of an ICDISC.
So that's excellent, because I suspect a lot of companies are not aware of this benefit, which just looking at some of the material that you've given me, it looks like it's a huge benefit to companies that are particularly exporting.
That's right. And in the world that we operate now, where companies in the U.S. are availing themselves of the global marketplace, it's very important to use all of those tax incentives that are available to companies. They're competing in markets that are very price sensitive, and so being able to compete on cost is important. So if you are an exporter, and most companies are in some way, and you make things in the U.S. or you substantially change something in the U.S. that you're selling abroad, and your foreign sales are around $2 million or greater, there's a good chance that an ICDISC will produce a benefit to you.
So that's excellent. In fact, more and more companies should actually be aware of this and take advantage. So can you give me an example, Mark, of what type of entity or what company would benefit from this?
Sure. An ICDISC, again, is a tax incentive kind of strategy. Think of an ICDISC as a person that is compensated with a commission for selling items overseas. Think of it as a commission salesperson. There are two parts of an ICDISC. One is real and the other is fictional. It is real that the ICDISC has to be a corporation organized in the U.S. It has to have at least $2,500 of stated capital. It has to have a single class of stock. There has to be an election made for it to be treated as an ICDISC. But everything outside of that is pretty much just a tax fiction. The tax fiction is that an ICDISC receives a commission for every sale, or every sale that qualifies as a foreign sale, for the operating company sales abroad. So if you, again, look at the ICDISC as a commission salesperson, the ICDISC earns a commission for all of the sales that a company sells abroad. The ICDISC then receives this commission at certain points of the year, and the ICDISC itself is a tax-exempt entity. The commissions it receives are not taxable, but the commissions paid by the operating company are deductible at the ordinary income rates.
So, Mark, can you please tell me what type of entity, if this is a C-Corp, an S-Corp, what are the different benefits, and does it matter?
Well, the ICDISC itself is generally viewed as a C-Corporation. It's a general corporation. And it can be owned by an S corporation or an LLC, or it can be owned by an individual. Oftentimes, an IC disk is a subsidiary of an S corporation or LLC that has an operating company within it, or it is a brother sister of a C corporation, which is usually owned by the shareholder of the C corporation or some other beneficiary related to the owner of the C corporation.
So, Mark, and I'm looking here at some of the slides that you've shared with me, and I see that there is substantial savings with an IC disk. So I'm looking at some of these numbers and some of the tax benefits to the clients that you've had this strategy implemented with. It's substantial. On one, you have a tax savings of $240,000, and another, you have a tax savings of $142,000. So can you walk us a little bit through that and share with us how these companies can implement some of these strategies?
Sure. Again, if the operating company has foreign sales, the foreign sales create a commission. The commission is calculated in one of three different ways, but most often it's calculated in two different ways. One as 4% of the foreign sale, or as one half of the combined taxable income of each sale, which requires a bit of a calculation. But these are statutory calculations, so these are not aggressive in any way. It's just the way in which you make the calculation. So generally, the company wants to compute the highest commission it can, because the higher the commission, the greater the tax savings. For every dollar of commission that's deducted by the operating company, there is at least a 15 or 16% savings. So for every dollar that is earned by the IC desk, there's about a 15 cents of savings. It can be as high as 30 cents, though, depending on the jurisdictions in which you operate.
So I know you've talked about the IC disk and the formation of the what it takes to classify or to form the IC disk in the C corp or the S corp. But how about the qualifications to actually implement IC disk as an export property?
Okay, so the question is what qualifies, what kind of property qualifies that if sold overseas creates a commission? And export property, the definition of export property is property that is manufactured in the U.S. in some significant part. Generally, you have to have at least 20% of the content of the item being produced in the U.S. must be U.S. based or be born in the U.S. And it cannot have more than half of its value related to the activity that's adding value to it from abroad. So in other words, the foreign content cannot exceed 50%, and the U.S. content must be at least 20%. Those are the sort of the safe harbor rules, and there are some rebuttable presumptions in there that you can look at if you have situations where those numbers are closer.
So I know, Mark, that Singer Lewak takes a very consultative approach with all of our clients, obviously, and I know that you specifically, with your tax clients, you look for stuff like this so that you can help your clients maximize and strategically implement tax strategies. So what kind of advice would you give to a company that wants to implement an IC disk?
I would say that to answer your question, we are very consultative. When we're looking for ways to minimize a company's tax burden, we look at a variety of different things. One of those is the statutory benefits that are available to companies with certain identification, certain types of characteristics. The other are those kinds of benefits that are not as easily found. So we look at structure, ways to arbitrage tax rates and things like this. The IC disk is a statutory way to arbitrage tax rates to the company's advantage. And if you're operating abroad, if you have significant foreign sales of $2 million or greater, it's important for you to take advantage of this particular incentive because your competitors are. And they're able to control cost a bit more if you're in a price-sensitive kind of product.
And it's actually money in your coffers, if you will, which a lot of companies can take that as an advantage to either put it back in their business and fund some growth or whatever it may be.
Right, that's correct.
Are there any type of restrictions once you take this credit?
No, the only restriction is that the IC disk must be in place before you can generate the benefits. It's not one of those things where you can go back and amend a tax return to take the benefit. It has to be implemented before any benefits can be had.
So that's key.
That is key.
What advice would you give to a particular business if they're not sure if they qualify for this? What are the flags they need to look for? And obviously after that, call you. But what should they be looking for if they're in doubt that they qualify for this?
Yeah, so if let's say you're in a distribution business and you're buying property, let's say from China, you bring it into the U.S., you modify it, and then you sell it to both the domestic and international markets, you may not know if you qualify. You'd have to do some calculations, and we'd be happy to do those for you, and determine if you have enough U.S. content to qualify. And to the extent you do qualify, we could determine what the savings might be, or we could identify those kind of activities you might want to undertake in order to qualify so that you get this benefit.
So I know, Mark, that you are always happy to look into this kind of stuff for clients or prospective clients. So what number can someone call you that is in doubt whether ICDISC is applicable to their business?
Just call us in the Orange County office at 949-261-8600. Or you can reach me through email, which is mcook@singerlewack.com.
That is mcook@singerlewack.com. Well, Mark, thank you very much. Quite informative. I'm sure some companies will definitely benefit from talking to you about how ICDISC may be applicable to their business. And thank you for your time, and we look forward to having you next time.
Thank you.